Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clock. Our man Will Z of SI with us here. And Will, you've got your own things going on this Sunday. We want to get Kings fans out to.
Yeah, this Sunday at Bike Dog Brewing's East Sac location. It's a new spot for them. They have a projector. We'll be watching the game. I'll be doing stats live there. I'll bring my laptop so you get to see some of the behind the scenes work that goes into all the numbers that I tweet out before, during, and after games. Should be a good time. So come to hang out on some back-to-back days for some watch parties. It's great.
Yeah, man. Good stuff. Bike Dog Brewing, the East Sac location. Kings and Suns beginning at 5 o'clock, 1210 66th Street there in East Sac. Great stuff from our man Will, man.
You
really proud of you.
Much better at this whole plug the what's going on thing than I am.
Been doing this a while, man. Been doing this a while. There are so many different elements to talk about the Sacramento Kings. Mm-hmm. First of all, what do you think of this Clippers matchup?
It's really intriguing. I didn't realize the Clippers were kind of built the way they are as a mm-hmm. defensive team, but I like it as a, we talk about the Suns as a test for the Kings. I like this as kind of an initial test where the Clippers aren't, they're 4-4. So they're not like at the top of the standings like the Suns.
Mm-hmm.
The Kings haven't played a team like them. The Kings have played some pretty bad defenses. So this is by far the best defense that they'll go up against early in the season. So we'll kind of be able to see, was the Kings being good on offense partially because of who they were playing, or are they actually just good on offense? So that's kind of what I'm taking going into it and what I'll be looking for.
What do you think about the Kings defensively? That's something we were talking about a little bit yesterday, and I think, and I forgot the number. I might be able to find it here real quick. I think they're ninth in the league in defensive efficiency.
I think 11th.
11th, okay.
Yeah, and I really like what they're doing on defense. You can just see the concepts that they're doing, and the numbers kind of back it up. But everyone talks about their deflections and steals, and like that's what clearly stands out. So if you look at those 9.1 steals, that's fifth most in the league, and they're forcing 15.8 turnovers, that's also fifth most. So those go hand in hand, and the points off turnovers, they're getting 21.1 points off of those turnovers. So that's how they're kind of generating their easy looks. But if you look at it a little more, it appears that they are really focusing on keeping opponents away from the rim as much as possible. So opponents are only shooting 21.5 restricted area field goals against them. That's the fewest in the league. And they're shooting 20.6 floater area field goals. That's third most in the league. So just kind of pushing the opponent out just a little bit. It's kind of a fine line of what's floater area, what's restricted area. They're both still in the paint. So you see the points in the paint evens out. But obviously, it's a good strategy. You want someone the further away from the basket, the harder the shot is going to be. So you're turning a layup into a little floater mm-hmm. or a dunk into a push shot. Just the little things like that. I think we're seeing an uptick in the corner threes. They're giving up 11.1 corner threes per game. That's fourth most in the league. And I think that's because they're focusing so much on the passing lanes and clogging the paint. But I really like all of the different areas on defense. They make sense together, and I think they fit their personnel. And we're seeing a lot of players kind of thrive defensively that I don't think we thought would be the case going into this year.
Is there a particular player that stands out with what they're doing defensively?
Yeah, I think Fox is like the main one, which I know you guys went over the numbers yesterday. Like, it's just ridiculous what he's doing, and he definitely deserves to be in that elite two-way conversation. But I'm really impressed with DeRozan. I think I saw Fox being a plus defender this year. I didn't see DeRozan being as impactful on defense. I thought he would be average at best. But I think he's been a lot better than that. Kevin Huerter, I think, has been better. Just a lot of players playing a little bit better on defense, and then the trio of Keegan, Fox, and Keon kind of being plus-plus defenders makes them a really well-rounded defense, just like we see them well-rounded on offense.
Yeah. I wish De'Aaron got more attention for what he was doing on the defensive end.
Yeah.
If he
keeps it up, like, he has to, and if people don't give him the recognition, then that's a bad job on their part. But he is playing legit. I really struggle to find a guard that's playing better on both ends of the ball. Derek White has just been phenomenal this year, and he brings it on both sides too, but he doesn't create for himself, I think, like Fox does, and for others.
Yeah.
But yeah, Fox needs the recognition, and hopefully people open their eyes to it, and I'll try and push out as much with articles as I can.
Yeah, it's wild that, like, you can't, you scream and scream about, the Sacramento Kings got that potent offense, but boy, if they want to be something, they got to be better defensively. It's like, okay. Well, they did. Not only did they, but their best player is kind of leading, figuratively, leading the charge on the defensive end. Obviously, Keegan's playing really well on the defensive end, too. You mentioned Keon Ellis. Like, I think there's a handful of guys that are playing great on the defensive end. And to talk about three players on the Sacramento Kings being, you know, upper echelon defenders is something that's very new for many of us.
Yeah. Didn't even know that was a possibility, that you can have that type of roster construction.
And Keegan, at some point, you talk about getting attention. Keegan, at some point, is going to start being mentioned, you know, down the line as one of the better two-way players in the entire league.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that may hurt Fox, too, is I think Keon will get a lot of the credit for the defensive side of the ball in terms of him playing the same position as Fox. He's an easy topic to talk about for someone who doesn't watch the Kings maybe every game, because you just automatically go to, oh, the Kings are playing better on defense, Keon must be playing really well on that side of the ball. So Keegan will probably get more credit than Fox at the end of the year. But again, it's hard to know. But Keegan has just looked so good this year. And I haven't looked at his individual numbers lately, but him being able to go out and guard the best wing defender and feeling so comfortable with that is such a luxury to have, which even last year with him, we kind of had, but not at this level.
Sincerest apologies to those listening on the radio. You're missing one of the more spectacular moments, I think, in show history, where Will's dog is sitting directly behind his shoulder in perfect view of the camera. And it's just spectacular. What is the pup's name?
Gracie.
Gracie. That's just tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
I'll leave it there.
Most dog-friendly show on the radio right here. Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. You're listening to D'Lo and Casey on KIFM West Sacramento, 98.5 FM, Carrix, QHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, always live on the free Odyssey app. Will, something that you wrote about on Twitter recently, the Kings, and this is something I don't think any of us predicted heading into the season, the Kings are winning basketball games without hitting threes.
And it's so fun. Like, it's really great going into a game not having to rely on the three-point shooting.
Yeah.
Where it was so up and down last year, and I think by the end of the season, we were all a little sick of it. But if you look at the numbers this year, in their wins from three-point, they're shooting 32.9%. In their losses, they're at 31.9%. So a 1% difference, pretty minimal. Their attempts are actually lower in wins than losses, 32.2 in wins, 37.7 in losses. So they aren't shooting as much from beyond the arc when they win, which is, I think, ironic because we all are saying, can you shoot more threes?
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at last year, the splits for attempts was the same pretty much against wins versus losses, 31.9 versus 39.5. So a wash there. But the percent in wins, 38.8. 33.8 in losses, so a 5% difference in losses. So we're just seeing them not have to make the three, and a lot of that has been they've turned into a mid-range shooting team, which is totally understandable with DeRozan. I think we all expected that to go up this year. I don't know if we expected it to go up as much as it has, but they lead the league with 15.1 mid-range field goals per game. For some reference, last year they were at 8.8, and DeMar DeRozan this year on his own is attempting 9.3, which would rank 11th in the team rankings.
Oh, so wow.
He's shooting more mid-range field goals himself than 19 NBA teams, which is just wild. But he's making them at like a 52% clip, and that's become a go-to play for them. Is like getting in the post, let him work, little fade away, post up, whatever he wants to do in that spot. If a double team comes, they kick out of it. Like, it's worked really well for them. And
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think takes away some of their shot-making variance. So between that, they are an excellent two-point percentage team as well, just overall. I know they were, I think, second in the league to only the Cavs. And if you're anywhere around a stat with a team that's 9-0, that seems like a good thing.
Yeah.
So I just really like the way they're playing on offense. I think it's very sustainable. The free throw percentage will probably come down a little. They're still leading the league at 84.1. But if it reminds me so much of 2 years ago in the original Beam team, that's when they had the highest two-point percentage in the league. They, I think, hit their free throws better 2 years ago than last year.
Yeah.
So we're seeing them kind of revert to what worked so well 2 years ago when they had the best offense in the league. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And I think what you said, one of the things you said right there that stood out to me the most is a conversation that we've had over and over and over again is you use the line that with this mid-range game, with these 2 points, it feels sustainable. If the Sacramento Kings, who I think have won four of the last five or five of the last six, something like that, like if they're shooting 60%, 55% from three, it's like, okay, that number is going to come down at some point. But with the way that they're like, DeMar is doing what DeMar does. De'Aaron is doing what he's been able to establish he's good at. Then you got Domas around the basket. All of a sudden, you're starting to rack up these 2-point field goals. And it's like, yeah, this is bad. This is absolutely sustainable.
And that's what I had a question for you was, is there an individual who's playing at an unsustainable kind of rate? Like, is anyone performing so well that you see that coming down?
Not in my opinion.
I couldn't think of anyone either.
I mean, DeMar has done this his whole freaking career. And I get, you know, I mean, it's I mean, age is a funny thing. And I think maybe LeBron has kind of redefined how we look at age in the NBA. Like, he's approaching 40. He scored 39 points the other day. He's going to turn 40 next month. And he scored 39 points the other night with a near triple-double. Kevin Durant is 36 years old. Mm-hmm. He's averaging 28 points per game. DeMar DeRozan is 36 years old. He has been doing this his entire career. He's at 25.6 points. There's nothing he's doing where I like, nah, he's going to come back down to earth. Like when Kevin Huerter was shooting like 58% from three.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, nah, he's not going to be able to. Yeah, he's not going to be able to
like
do that.
20 or 30 games.
And I'm like, why not? Why can't he keep doing it? Well, he couldn't, and they were right. But still, like, it wasn't sustainable. More than anything, Will, I think De'Aaron could get even better. Like, I actually think De'Aaron offensively could get a lot better, and I think he will. And I think Malik could get better.
Yep.
Like, I don't think any of this stuff is falling off, and Kevin Huerter is literally in the perfect spot.
Yep.
We asked all offseason, can you be something between one and something between two, and that is exactly where he is. Year one, year two, he is best year of his career, worst year of his career. He's right in the middle of that right now.
He looks so good in this role where, like, he's getting a good amount of shots. Could probably be higher, but he just is doing everything that he's being asked, and I think he's doing everything well. I agree. Monk has had probably the weirdest start to the season.
Yeah.
I don't think, not the worst. I think Trey's probably had the worst start to the season.
Right.
But kind of two different things, worse and weird. So I'll be interested to see kind of how Monk... another 10 games or so, if things start to click. I think James is right on. He always says how Monk doesn't have a lob threat. I really want to see Orlando Robinson on this team and just see if he can be that like hyper-athletic big that this team hasn't had since Metu. And Metu was really good in that role. Like, he had his faults, but he was a very productive player. So Kings haven't been able to really fill that void since he left. So I think Robinson might be a key to unlocking Monk a bit. Or we just see good old Alex Len keep going out and doing his thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Old reliable Alex Len.
Yeah.
Who comes in for the guy who I think, I mean, DeMar has been phenomenal. No question about it. But Domas, to me, has been spectacular this season. And if you ask me to name the best player on the Sacramento Kings right now today, I think it's Domantas Sabonis, at least through the first, you know, eight games of this season. I think it's Domantas Sabonis. And you put some numbers up, Will, that he has been not just spectacular in 48-minute outings, but he's taken a page out of De'Aaron and DeMar's book, and he's been really good in the clutch.
Yeah, which is something I don't think he gets credit for, because DeRozan and Fox are like the two clutch players, not only on the team, but in the NBA. They're in the upper echelon for that category and that attention. But if you look at Sabonis in clutch time, he's 7 of 8 from the field, 2 of 2 from 3. He's only taken 2 free throws. He's made 1 of 2. But 6 offensive rebounds, which we saw the importance of one of them on the tip-in and the putback. And just getting offensive rebounds in the clutch is such a great luxury to have, where every possession matters even more in those situations because of the close game and the time. 11 total rebounds, only one turnover. Like, he is just, he's stepping up his game even more when the game is on the line, which is hard to do because he's already playing so well to begin with. I've had concerns in the past about him down the stretches of games, because I think it's just hard to run an offense through a center in late game situations.
Mm-hmm.
Having Fox and DeRozan and even Monk out there opens up the court so much more, where you can get it down to Domas or if he's comfortable taking those shots on the perimeter. It's just a little bit easier for him to operate compared to having to force it down to him and getting a double team, and there not being time to kind of operate the offense as they normally would.
He did you recognize he had had a one-of-one game the other night?
I wasn't watching that game super close at the time. That was Hannah's birthday, so we went out to dinner and we're just kind of hanging out. So I did not. I'm bummed because I love looking for stats like that. I always try and beat, especially like the big NBA accounts.
Yeah.
There's nothing better when they...
Which you almost always do.
Yeah. Hannah, don't apologize. She said she's sorry. Don't apologize.
Sorry, I had my birthday.
Yeah. So
we love you, Hannah. You're good.
Yeah. But yeah, it's so impressive, the efficiency for him, 63% from the field when he's taking multiple threes, two threes per game. Like, if you go down the list of field goal percentage, no one else that's around his percentage is taking more than, I think, in the top 11 players for field goal percentage. Giannis was the only one that averaged more than zero threes, so was taking threes, and that was 0.4. So his efficiency on the type of shots he's taking is so impressive. And again, he is taking less field goals than last year, but scoring more points. And that is what is going to make this Kings offense great with DeRozan, because there's not the field goals to go around.
You posted your Z for Nerds for the Kings Clippers tonight. You said floater area will be key in your breakdown. You got a couple of breakdowns. We talked about some of this stuff earlier. Clippers top ranked defense that the Kings have faced. Another interesting note. Kings fifth most steals. Clippers second most turnovers. Like that. But you
perfect
wrote
match.
I love that. Yeah, it's perfect. You wrote floater area will be key. How so?
Yeah, so I made that the swing stat. Which is back again. I'm doing swing stat articles every game. So the floater area, the Kings take 18.9 field goal attempts there per game. That's seventh most. Clippers are at 21. That's fourth most, and they both shoot it really well. Kings are at 51%. That's the second highest in the league, and Clippers are at 47.6%. That's seventh. So just an area where both teams kind of excel, and against a defense that's really strong. Clippers, really, I was shocked to look at some of their defensive numbers. So you have to look for weaknesses in areas where you can kind of take advantage. They do well defending that spot. So for me, it's more of, can the Kings defend the spot? Where the Kings, because they're focusing more on keeping opponents out of the restricted area, they're allowing the 20.6 shots in that floater area. So it's a spot where the Clippers really like to operate. Norman Powell's shooting 64% in the floater area, which is a great number for that spot. Zubac, Harden, they all kind of operate in that zone. So can the Kings take a strength of the Clippers and turn it into an advantage for themselves?
Mm. Okay.
And I am tracking, I thought about it early, I'm tracking the swing stat this year. So I missed the first few games, but so far I am 3-2 on the swing stat, matching the output of the game.
Okay.
And one of them was so close. It was points off turnovers against the Hawks, and the Kings lost it 18-20, and they won the game. So I was like, oh, it's so close.
That last garbage time turnover. Mm-hmm. Let's mention again, Bike Dog Brewing, East Sacramento, 1210 66th Street. This Sunday, Will Z is going to be having a watch party out there for the Kings and the Suns. So you're watching Kings basketball anyways. Go watch it with Will Z. Bike Dog Brewing, Will Z at SI. I know everyone is following you by now, but if you're not, make sure you're following our man on Twitter. Great second screen during the games. Will, I appreciate you as always, my friend.
Thanks, Damien. Really appreciate it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm.
swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.